אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדת. אנחנו נמצאים בקטע מספר 27.
We're reading selected excerpts on the topic of faith above reason. We are in excerpt number 27. As always, you can find the study materials by clicking the book icon on the Ervut, in the Ervut system. You can also ask questions on kab.tv.
We're learning, and I think we already feel that our path includes two sensations or influences, positive and negative, seemingly. On the one hand, one of them comes to us as the kli, a deficiency of youth, thickness, yearning, feeling sorrow to some extent, and the other one is revelation, as light, as sweetness, and both of them need to be connected to each other, because you cannot feel one without the other. If I do not depict to myself that I'm yearning for something great, important, then I don't feel the lack for it. I don't have a kli. If I only feel the lack, then I only depict something to myself. However, I don't yet have the fulfillment for this lack, then I also don't have light. So we have to prepare ourselves for the lesson, the morning lesson especially, also both for the feeling of the lack and also the expectation for the fulfillment, feeling of the fulfillment, that I feel both joy and sorrow, and both of them sustain each other. They don't neutralize each other. In spirituality, it doesn't hinder. The right and the left do not hinder each other, but to the contrary, they both connect on the middle line. And we yearn that both of them will be used together, they'll combine together, and actually they'll give me a place for the correct spiritual perception. And this is why, when we talked about it in the past, we talked about how we overcome the suffering, the emptiness that we feel. Later on, we come to some wholeness and joy. But in truth, the correct work is when we maintain the balance, a correct connection to the middle line between these and those. If you're only in sorrow, then it's not called a kli. And if you're only in a good feeling, it's not called fulfillment. Rather, both of them have to be present in the created being, and only in the correct form between them can he work correctly and come correct closer to the Creator. As we learn in, let's say, with the guest and the host, that there has to be a feeling of a lack in the guest for whatever he wants to receive from the host, but also he should have joy that he is receiving from the host in order to bestow to the host. And then he wraps whatever he receives from the host already with Jose, reflected light, giving from him. But he's doing it only in order to bestow. So then it turns out that all of his inclinations are towards the host, both in his lack and also in his fulfillment. And he himself is filled from his role, that he's doing these things, meaning from the degree of adhesion that he discovers in such a way. And this actually is the correct state that we need to reach. And here, there are maybe a few other points that we need to scrutinize. There is also something here that is not quite clear. It may be confusing, but it's good. Through these confusions, we will reach the correct scrutiny. However, certainly try to reach a state where both the darkness and the light, that is the night and the day, the feeling of the night and the feeling of the day, and the feeling of sorrow and the feeling of joy, all of these things will come together. None of them will disappear or will be repressed, but rather try to have them complete each other. And the more we will try to put them together, completing each other, by this we will assemble the Kli for the revelation of the Creator, so that both according to the deficiency and also according to the screen and reflected light, our degree of bestowal to Him, it will all come together, and we will understand how much what He created in us, He created it in a complete way. It was not possible to create a created being in any other way, so that He has nothing, He has no reality. The Creator creates Him truly from zero, and He gives Him all of the elements, all of the correct discernments, so that this created being will exist in wholeness, just like the Creator. This is why we shouldn't diminish the light and we shouldn't diminish the darkness, but rather try that they will live together, connect together. We need both of them. And that way we will keep the correct Kli for the revelation of the Creator. So that all of the conditions that the Creator created in nature will connect there with the correct complementation of each other. And specifically in that complementation, when they complete each other, the right and the left, and we reach the midline, by that we discover the condition for the revelation of the Creator. Hebrew 10.
We talked about how we overcome the suffering and emptiness and then come to some wholeness and joy, but the right work is that we maintain the balance. So what's this balance?
Well, the balance begins with me reaching some good feeling, and I feel that this good feeling does not satisfy me, unless if I also awaken deficiencies, that I lack more deficiencies in order to add to that good feeling and to be in it with greater orientation, with greater connection, adhesion, understanding, discernments. Let's put it this way. What is the difference between a child being happy about something and he's laughing and he feels good versus a grown-up person when he's happy about something? The difference between them is, well, you can say in the sensation, but what is that sensation composed of? The feeling of the grown-up person is composed of many negative discernments, whereas in a child, he's just happy and it's all good out of himself. This is what we need to understand, that adding the darkness to the light in order to emphasize the light, in order to make the light even greater. This is considered that we have the oil and the wick and the light, like in a candle. So we need a big candle, a lot of matter there, and a big wick, which are seemingly the negative things. And then the oil can be inside of that wick, and that way it will burn. Well, we will talk more about it. I just want to say that it's worthwhile for us to follow to follow myself, each person, or should follow himself, monitor himself, so that he's not just yearning for craving a good feeling, but rather he wants to add to it also the darkness, the sorrow, and all of kinds of such things, searching that the good feeling would be more refined, built more out of the correct efficiency. But it's hard to convey this with words. We will try to understand it. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, как правильно присоединять тьму для усиления света?
How to correctly connect the darkness in order to increase the light?
Rabash writes about it in various places, also in these excerpts that we're going to study right now. I'm sure it will be there as well. But we need to realize that without adding the darkness, the criticism, so that the darkness shall shine as light, we cannot do anything. The Creator only brings us a tiny candle. And from that tiny candle, we need to build truly a very great light that will shine in the whole of reality. And this comes through the magnification, amplification of the Kli, so that our will to receive that was created precisely in the opposite form from that great light that created it, the will to receive. So we have to position them one opposite the other, not that one will turn off the other, God forbid, not to just want this or that, but rather the middle line, to be concerned that both the wick and the oil and the light out of them, they will work together. To be concerned about it, that we can join all of the problems and questions and failures and limitations so that we will join all of them to our work in a serious way with our eyes open. And all of that together with the friends, with the study, the workshops, all of this will become one complex, one thing, the light and the darkness, so that there would be no difference between them. To the contrary, we will position them in such a way that the form of the darkness will increase the light, amplify the light. And we have the same thing in technology, also in our world. Also in our world, in all kinds of systems where we need resistance, collision, and then we get from the light. So from the light we get only the Creator's desire to bestow to the created beings. And I, according to my Kli, I'm already impressed by it out of my Kli, within my desire. And this is what I call light, the upper light. You know what it's like? Well, I don't know, but from technology, when we build our computers, our devices, sorry, with an entry, a high entry impedance, high resistance at the entrance, so that the signal that enters into this device won't just enter into the device more than whatever is allowed, whatever amount gives it information. But besides giving it just the information, the device doesn't get from this input signal, it doesn't receive its amplitude, its power, but rather it generates the power by itself. So it turns out that from the light, we only get its bestowal, only its example of bestowal. But we, by ourselves, generate such responses of bestowal to it, so that by that we truly bestow to the Creator. And this is considered for us as our light, our inner light. I don't have other words, but we will advance towards it. I feel that this is already... But we will be able to talk about that soon. Let's put it aside. Well, maybe we will have some questions. Okay, Moscow 7.
Раф, вы сказали сегодня о том, что мы должны к хорошим состояниям присоединять плохие состояния.
You just said that we need to connect the good states to the bad states. And then Vlad asked you how from the bad states, the states of darkness, how can we connect from them to the good states of the light? And ultimately, the bad state needs to be equal to the good state, or the state of light is different.
We should accept these states not as bad or good, but rather as something that is given to us, and it is above those measurements of bad or good. Rather, it is simply something that is given to us to work with. And we need to work out of that. It shouldn't influence me in a good way or a bad way. Well, it does influence us. However, we have to constantly balance ourselves so that I just accept these beings equally. And I add to it as much as I can, more and more, my status, my agreement, it will come, it will work out. The words are still lacking.
Тут вопрос стоит о том, что человек в двух состояниях, день и ночь, да, и в том и в другом состоянии.
There's such a question here. A person is in two states, day and night. In both states, I have two vessels, gratitude and prayer. So, in what cases, in terms of day and night, and in what states do I need to use, gratitude or prayer?
Well, both this and that. Try. In both of these states, try to use both this and that. But besides this, not only the prayer, but also in the construction of the kli, in the act of connection inside of the kli. Ida 4.
Buongiorno. Rab, tu prima hai menzionato uno strumento, no? Io ti faccio un esempio, perché sono musicista.
Rav, you mentioned before the device, and I want to give an example as a musician. Similar thing happens in a musical instrument, which is, it could be perfect, but if we don't tune it to the right frequency, we can't play it. So is it the balance that we need to find between the two states you're talking about? The question is, this state of balance between the two states, do I need to find it alone or with the 10?
Well, in the 10, otherwise you cannot express yourself. You prepare the kli and or the instrument so that you can play together with the 10, and without tuning this instrument towards the 10, well, you cannot then tune it, because how is it considered that it is tuned by the fact that it is in the right connection with the 10. So then together with the 10, you can put together your hearts into one heart, like in a band, in a good band, or orchestra, and out of that, the right tune, the right melody will come towards the Creator. Spain 1.
Shalom, Rab. Shalom, queridos amigos. La oscuridad y la luz son...
Hello, Rab.
¿Cómo podemos unirlos?
the darkness and light are opposite states. How can we lift them, raise them?
I start to see, well, take it slowly. I start to see that in the feeling of the light, happiness, connection, it's not enough for me. I want to add to it a little bit of sorrow, a little bit of a lack, something that out of that I reach the connection. Out of the sorrow I come to the joy, and then I feel more the light, the sweetness. It is always so, even for us. Each and everything that we feel, there's something lacking there from the pain, a little bit. Even in the greatest and best things, in each and everything, there has to be some participation of a deficiency, sorrow, some inclination, well, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of pain, something. And then the joy will grow by that. This is how we are built, because all in all, we have to reach the maximum pleasure, and we cannot feel it without having sorrow inside, because we're not the creator who only has light, the upper light without a kli, but rather we are built by the upper light as a kli. Therefore, according to the impression in the kli, we can feel the upper light inside of it. PT6.
Even before balance, the instinctive response is to push away the darkness. How to not push away the darkness and not diminish it?
Well, not precisely. It's like when you begin to eat something, you feel that you need some salt. How come you lack salt? Tell me. Or pepper. Or a few other spices, maybe. Tell me, what is the difference between all of the different chefs and the different dishes, if not specifically in those additions, in the spices that they add to these foundations of the food, these elements, the ingredients? You don't feel it yet, but soon you will feel it. This is why I'm starting to talk about it now, that as we begin to come closer to connection in the group and connection with the Creator, we will start to feel how much here we are lacking the participation of pain, sorrow, so that it will be inside and it will join with the happiness and the wholeness, and it specifically will elevate, will increase the joy and wholeness.
Is pain and sorrow awaken on their own, or we have to add this kind of spice?
No, we have to awaken them. We will feel that we lack them. We lack them. Just like you say, well, here I need to have a bit of pepper, here I'm missing some salt. You'll feel this way, you see. It's very important, because these flavors from the pepper and the salt, they are called suffering. Those are the sufferings. And they bring us the flavors, as we say, the flavors of Torah, the flavors of light, most importantly. Well, for the time being, we are in such states where we're like babies. We just want to feel good, and that's it. But later on, as we grow up, we need to add a deficiency, flavors to the dishes. Otherwise, it won't be tasty. These are indications in our life that and we will need those in spirituality as well. It will come. I'm speaking this way about the near coming future. Tel Aviv 1.
You said in other times that we don't need to look for the bad.
It's not the bad. When I'm relating to the deficiency that I lack something, when I relate to the sorrow that I'm lacking it, I don't relate to it as bad. I relate to it as a good ingredient. Without it, I cannot feel. I cannot increase the good feeling. There is no good without bad, there is no bad without good, truly. It's just the balance between them on the middle line that gives the wholeness.
The use of both is what raises us above both?
Yes. PT 23.
Again, if possible, if a part of the ten feels distant in prayer and another part feels joy and gratitude, how do we now connect that between us? Because sometimes the gap seems very big, too big.
Well, this is a different question. We, therefore, need to relate to the ten as to a single complex, and it's not one part and another part, but rather try to connect these two states together. Talk about it. Try not to persuade each other, but rather try to connect these inclinations, those towards joy and the others towards sorrow together, and in what way can you make out of them a bouquet? A bouquet. Then you will see that it's impossible to have one without the other, and what you feel is actually the preparation for the perfect state. Hadera 10.
The Creator awakens us the light and darkness, so why when He awakens the darkness in us, when I feel bad, I don't feel like it's coming from Him to continue in the work? Why doesn't He show it to me?
About the Creator, don't you ask because you won't understand it, and these are just questions that only stop you from advancing. Well, of course, you get both the darkness and the light. All of your sensations certainly come from Him. Why do you get it? Immediately, you should answer that it is in order for me to advance from this feeling and onward. That's it. If that is your problem, whatever you're getting from the Creator, yes, you're getting bad from Him, but we learned it already. We went through many such lessons when we talked about it, that if I, let's say, get up in the morning and I feel that the world is dark, then I realize that actually I'm getting it from the Creator, so that now I can get out of that feeling of darkness and I can begin to discern the light in this darkness. What does that mean? That it's not that instead of the darkness I want to feel the light, but rather I want to establish it as light, that it is, as it says, light at my feet, or light to guide me. It was given to me by the Creator, and I'm even happier with this darkness than I would be if I would just get up entirely full of light, full of feeling of closeness, happiness, full of energy. No, specifically now, when the Creator is giving me darkness, He's giving me the possibility, the opportunity to overcome it and to take one step forward from me towards Him.
New York 1.
New York 1.
Раф, вот эти вкусы, Тор, вот эти страдания, которые нам не хватает, соль, перец, они появляются, они...
These flavors, these suffering that we're lacking... they appear from mutual hatred that appears to us, or mutual love?
Both this way and that way. And I now allowed you to speak for the very last time with that microphone of yours. If you don't get better with that, don't ask.
Focus group.
Rav, about working in the 10, usually there are friends in the 10 who are very inspired by the work and the connection, and others are in sorrow because they don't succeed. It's a question from the 10. Is there room in the 10 for both, or that on the outside, every one of the friend always has to project the day?
I don't understand. All in all, we go through all kinds of different states. Like the Sefirot, in the 10 Sefirot. In some Sefirot, there is now darkness. In other Sefirot, there is now light. There is the light of Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah. There are all kinds of different forms. The 10 Sefirot include all the possible states. And therefore, from the Keter that is seemingly full of light and down to and all the way to Malchut that is full of darkness, and in the middle all the other Sefirot, which are in order to connect the light, the abstract light with the abstract darkness, and to bring them in such way through the work between them so that the darkness will shine as light.
So this is the question on the practical level. Sometimes friends are in sorrow that they can't connect, that they feel this way, they're discouraged, and other friends are inspired and happy.
So those friends who are frustrated that they cannot connect, they carry within them a great desire that is seemingly unrealized, but they have a great deficiency. Opposite them, we have friends who specifically are inspired and they feel excitement. So we need to connect them gently together so that you have such and you have such, and both of them get these states from the Creator, and then turn with a common prayer. Try that. The prayers are also from all the way from gratitude and requests, and you have joy there, and you have crying in all of the different prayers. And therefore, all in all, when we go through these states together, when we want to support each other, and we understand that no one is redundant, and we just need to have the excitement from the individual state that is in each and every one. And if we raise this excitement to the Creator, this is a complete prayer. And in that prayer, certainly there would be those who cry, and certainly there would be those who are happy, and you will have some in the middle who hardly feel any lack, and you will have such that out of their inspiration and the feeling of their desire, they would seemingly lose themselves. You'll have everything there.
Just another clarification. Sometimes there are states in the 10 where friends come and say, don't show me that you're lacking anything. Always show me inspiration from connection. And so people are with sorrow and so on, and they're being told, act out, don't show me the bad side. Always inspire me. So is there room to say that to the friends or not?
Well, it all depends on the state of the group. There is a group that needs to be shown that it is out, it's in a great descent. There is a group that in general should be shown that it is in an ascent. And there is one that feels itself broken in all kinds of different states, this way, that way, you have all kinds. But the most important thing we have to realize is that through the correct complementation, when we don't coerce anyone of the friends, but through the correct complementation, a gentle one, we reach a complete kli. And in the complete kli, you have everything. Everything. You see? It is truly like if you make some dish. So you have there all kinds of different spices, and they all cook together, and they mix up, and they become ready to for something. So this is how it is in the group. We will work on it, but I'm happy that you are getting it, that you're getting these things.
Buongiorno, Rav. E se lavoriamo correttamente in questo mescolamento, entriamo in un'accelerazione verso la correzione?
If we work correctly and we will enter quickly into this correction, into this acceleration process.
The advancement in the group is according to how much they can feel that they complete each other. Each one has his own form, his own spiritual form. And the most important thing is that in guarding the spiritual form of each one, we feel how much it completes each and every one. That's it.
Peter Free.
Peter Free.
Когда появляется этот перчик между нами, вот эти искры проскакивают, первая реакция привычная такая, психологическая. Как-то уладить.
When the pepper, this spice, appears between us, this spark, so there's the initial psychological response to level things, you know, sweep under the carpet, not work on it. How do you find the strength to respond correctly?
Well, if you're aimed towards the goal, and you constantly want to make the goal greater, you constantly want to meet and intermingle in the goal, and then all the disturbances you have between you, you will see how much they all actually come from the goal to you. From your complete state, you're receiving all kinds of individual, particular states that are incomplete. And if you yearn in return for the goal, for that source from which you're getting, each one of you, of the 10, is getting all kinds of changes and disturbances, if you're aiming towards that place, if you want to connect and meet there, then you see that from there, you're aimed there, and this is where you have to reach, and then there is no problem with all of these disturbances. This is clear, right? I hope that I'm speaking clearly.
Товарищ попросил задать вопрос. Должны ли мы добавлять перец и соль намеренно?
Friend asked, do we need to add pepper and salt in intention?
No, we don't have to dictate to the Creator what He needs to do. More salt, more pepper, because you cannot add. And if you are going to do something artificial, as if then you're just spoiling things, you just have to bring about connection up to discovering the essence of the Creator inside the connection, so that the connection between you will appear to you as the Creator that you want to attain. You build Him out of the connection between you. So much so that you will feel, what else do we need to add? A little bit more pepper, a little bit more salt, some temperature, warmth. What other qualities do we need to add to integrate with or add so that all in all we get between us the form of our Creator? That's it. This apparently is the one who created us, that forced, which is abstract from any good or any bad, and is only bestowing upon us, influencing us to advance us to that state where adhesion is the goal and not all kinds of sensations in the middle, so that the joy will come out of the fact that we are discovering Him, connecting to Him, and not from any other discernment. That is, not from the will to receive. Even though we use the will to receive to the fullest.
French.
Bonjour, Rav. Comment augmenter la sensibilité, le ressenti au jour et à la nuit, dans la dizaine, et
Hello, Rav. How can we increase the sensitivity to day and night in the 10? And can we compare the 10 to one whole?
Yaakov, again, please.
He asked, how can we increase the sensitivity to day and night in the 10? And whether we can compare the 10 to one,
to the one,
to the space of the mouth.
Atem tzichim
the oral cavity. Okay, well, I'm not even sure how to answer it. Well, the French have a very special kli. Well, everyone has it, but sometimes it's more emphasized or less. And there is a reason why France is the banner of freedom, the banner of independence, the banner of... Well, of revolutions, bringing mankind to a state where they are free, where they rise above all limitations, including the social ones. It is truly even written in their constitution as the very first item. This is why we don't understand how they can, make cartoons, make fun of things that are holy for others, because for them, according to the true French spirit, there is nothing that is holy. Nothing is holy, sacred. It is a true search. I'm happy that they are constantly always with us in all of the different lessons. These are special people. And now, please repeat the question, Yaakov.
The question was, how is it possible to increase the sensitivity to day and night in the 10, and whether the 10 is comparable to the cavity of the mouth?
Yes, however, we need to search for it together. If you will search for it, I'm sure that you will start to discover it soon. Yes.
Да, в продолжении Рабаш пишет, что мы должны пробуждать и быть на страже днем и ночью, чтобы пробудить.
Yeah, following that, Rabash writes that we need to awaken and stand guard day and night to awaken love in the friends. How to understand that, to awaken love in the friend's heart?
I need to try to bring the 10, all the conditions, the necessary conditions, required conditions, in order to awaken the heart of the friends towards love. What else is lacking in the 10 so that the friends will start to get excited towards such a connection called love? Love means that each one feels or wants to feel the desire of the other. That is called love. Maybe in our world it's not this way, because I can feel the other's desire without a relation to an emotional attitude towards him. But in spirituality, it's all emotional. So, if I try to fulfill the desire of the other, that is to be in the place of the friend instead of him, in order to help him, reach a connection with the others, and in order to help him so that in the connection with the others, he will already be ready, adapted for the revelation of the Creator, that is called love. How is the love of the mother to the baby expressed? By the fact that she's willing to help him and do everything instead of him. This is how we are in the group.
Но пробуждая, мое отношение важно, или я просто делаю какие-то действия?
But in my attitude is important, or I'm just doing actions, and it doesn't matter how much I love the friend.
Specifically by this, you reveal how much you love them. The fact that we have to reach according to the commandment of love thy friend as thyself, this means that I need to feel myself as responsible for bringing the friend to adhesion with the Creator. By this, my love to him is expressed. Just like a mother who loves her baby, she wants to raise him so that he will be big, he will be healthy, smart, he will be more and more and more than everyone. This is called love, and this is how we should try to help each and every friend, well, at least for my 10, so that he will grow so much as so as to be with in adhesion with the Creator.
Наоборот получается. В принципе, насколько я прилагаю усилия, направляя.
But for us, it always ends up being the opposite. As much as I labor in aiming all of these actions towards the 10, I get it in return.
What you receive from the 10, you're receiving from the Creator through the 10. From the Creator. So, let's say now you hear that you're receiving it from the Creator, then what will be your response? Tell me.
Well,
I try to specifically, as much as I can, in that state which I receive as night, I try to somehow exert in whatever way I can.
You receive from the 10 a negative response?
Тут трудно сказать, потому что да, бывает, что очень трудно сделать какой-то шаг.
Well, it's hard to say, because sometimes it's very difficult to take a step forward in the direction of the 10.
When you bestow to the group and try to advance it to the Creator, and you receive a certain response from them, then you need to respond to the Creator, and then you begin to do that how? By further connecting them and wanting to advance them to the Creator. And then this way, through the 10, you begin to speak to the Creator. You'll begin to feel that this is not a 10, but rather a device through which you have a connection with the Creator, because through that device, you are working towards them and the Creator, and then towards Keter, Malchut and Keter. So with the Creator, you are constantly in this kind of communication through the 10. Try to see how you're able to start communicating with the Creator, and all the friends become like a communication device. Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Вчера у нас была встреча 10-го.
Yesterday, we had a meeting of the tents of the Kavkaz, and there was a feeling that the friends are dissolving in each other. What should we do in order to deepen the connection between us?
I don't know. You'll have to see how you can do it. I think the main thing is you need to be in the morning lesson, and then in the middle of the day or at night, you have to talk about how the day went by and how you realize what you heard in the morning lesson in the connection between you. The main thing for us is to achieve connection to the point that we discover the Creator, and then the Creator begins to work with us and and attract us to go after him. And so being all together in the morning lesson, and then after that, during the day or in the evening, talk about how the day went by with regards to the lesson. What did you manage to realize or not? How it went through?
Safon 2.
Safon 2.
Rav, what it would be the right synchronization that would also advance us in the work in the tent?
Everyone understands that the strengthening, the general connection, as much as it seems different in everyone's vessel, but this is our regular work. We come to a form of connection we call the Creator, and that's what we start working on. Spain 2.
Spain 2.
Buenos días, querido Rab.
Buenos días.
¿De qué manera yo aporto a mis amigos esos condimentos que se necesitan para lograr el buen sabor en el trabajo?
In what way do I give the friends the spices so as to reach the good taste in the work?
That's something you need to look for. What will seem to them as good and as an awakening? Okay, are we going to something else, Michael? We're going to read 28, where are we?
We're at 27. They also sent us a suggestion to read Shamati 1:17, labor then did not find, do not believe it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we have it ready in your system. So we're reading Shamati 1:17 by Bala Sulam from in Shamati articles. You have it also in the icon of the study materials. You also have it in your email.
All right, but does everyone have it in their language in front of them?
It has been sent to everyone. It's ready in the translation systems, and we'll have it on the screen now.
All right, and I have it in my email.
So again, we're reading Shamati 1:17, labored and did not find, do not believe it, from Shamati. The necessity for the labor is a requirement. Since the Creator gives man a present, he wants man to feel the benefit of that gift. Otherwise, that person will be like a fool. As our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what is given. Because he does not appreciate the importance of the matter, he does not pay attention to keeping the gift. There is a rule that one feels no importance in anything if one has no need for that thing. As the measure of the need and the suffering if one does not attain it, to that very extent, one feels gladness, pleasure, and joy in the satisfaction of the need. It is similar to one who is given all sorts of good beverages, but if he's not thirsty, he tastes nothing. As it is written, the cold water to a faint soul, a tired soul. Hence, when meals are set in order to please people, there is a custom. As we prepare meat and fish and all sorts of good things, we take note to serve bitter and spicy things, such as mustard, hot pepper, sour and salty foods. All of this is to evoke the suffering of hunger. Since when the heart tastes a hot and bitter taste, it evokes hunger and efficiency, which one needs to satisfy with the meal of good things. No one would ask, why do I need things to arouse hunger? After all, the host should only prepare satisfaction for the need. meaning the meal, and not prepare things that evoke the need for the satiation. The obvious answer is that since the host wants people to enjoy the meal, to the extent that they have a need for the food, to that very extent, they will enjoy the meal. It follows that if he gives many good things, it will still not help them enjoy the meal due to the above reason that there is no filling without a lack. Hence, to be rewarded with the light of the Creator, there must also be a need. And the need for this is the labor. To the extent that one exerts and demands from the, and demands the Creator during the greatest concealment, to that extent he becomes needy of the Creator. For the Creator to open his eyes, to walk by the path of the Creator. Then, when one has that kli, that vessel of a deficiency, when the Creator gives him some help from above, he will know how to keep this present. It turns out that the labor is considered the achoraim, the posterior. And then when he receives the achoraim, he has a place in which to be rewarded with the panim, the face. It is said about this, a fool has no wish for wisdom. This means that he does not have such a strong need as to exert to obtain wisdom. Thus, he has no achoraim, and he naturally cannot be awarded the discernment of panim. This is the meaning of, as is the sorrow, so is the reward. That is, the sorrow, called labor, makes the kli so one can be rewarded with awarded the reward. This means that to the extent that one has sorrow, to that extent he can later be rewarded with joy and pleasure. Each one of us knows that if we have no desire, we cannot move. Sometimes I have a lot of time, but I don't come to the study, to the reading, to hearing of some lesson or something. I can't obligate myself. There is no deficiency, right? So the most important is the deficiency. And this is what we have to understand. This is where each will help his friend. We have to pull our friends throughout the day to study something, read something, send something to one another. As much as possible, we need to awaken each other. Because if a person is not impressed by the others, then even the deficiency that he gets by himself, it's a deficiency that he gets from the Creator. It doesn't count as the person's own deficiency. If I want to sit and study or get up and do something, it all comes from above. And only the deficiency that I get from the friends, I awaken them, they awaken me. This deficiency is considered our deficiency.
Latin 5.
Rab, para que una carencia se convierta en un condimento, ¿es suficiente con adjudicársela en su origen al Creador y compartir esta idea con el grupo? ¿O qué más deberíamos hacer?
Rab, in order for the deficiency to become a spice, is it enough to attribute it to the Creator and to share it with the friends, or do we have to do something in addition?
No, just start processing it with the friends and see how to correctly relate to it. And also look at the articles that you'll read together. PT 22.
Rav,
can we resemble these things that should awaken the appetite to the prayer before the prayer?
Yes, okay. That's okay, Grandpa. All right, Hebrew 10.
Rav, when the oppositions, the opposites complement each other, do they become one? Or does one help the other?
They amplify each other. They amplify each other. And this is how they grow. Just like a person walking on two legs, climbing up the ladder. Right, left, right, left.
No.
That's how it goes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Can we say that the middle line is the product created out of the connection between the opposites? And one of these characteristics is that it is much better than each one of these two opposites?
It's a result of two lines. More than that, I can't say. There's a lot more discernment here in that. Ashdon 10.
Thank you, Rabbi. I wanted to ask whether the deficiency you talked about is related to the thickness of the desire.
Of course, the deficiency is measured by coarseness of youth. Yes. BT 29.
I'm asking, according to the text, how is it possible to maintain, to keep the lack, the deficiency?
We don't need to maintain the deficiency. We have to always advance towards connection. And the result from that will be different deficiencies that will appear. Yeah. And we don't need to keep. We need to long for connection, and the final goal is connection of everyone to a single point, meaning that we'll have many desires, many deficiencies, many different goals, it will seem, to everyone, until it all becomes compressed together into one concept. Italy 3.
Sì, Rab, cos'è che determina questo spostamento dal sentire in forma privata alla forma completa?
What determines the transition from the individual personal feeling to the complete form?
That I become integrated with the friends and I want to support them and I care about them, and only by pushing them literally to the direction of connection and the Creator that will appear in them, in that I see the realization of my role.
Spain 2.
Spain 2.
La pregunta es, si la pena nos lleva al esfuerzo, ¿por qué se le llama necio al que pierde lo que le fue dado? ¿Acaso él no siente pena por la pérdida?
My question is, if the sorrow leads to the labor, why do you call someone who lost everything he has a fool? Doesn't he feel the sorrow for losing it?
אין לי מה להגיד.
I don't have anything to say. What do you call a fool? A fool is one who doesn't feel where he is. That's very undesirable. We need to always be in states where it's clear to us. What do we receive from whom? How do we respond through the 10 that will have a tight connection through the 10 to the Creator? Latin 3.
Rav, ¿qué relación tiene el aviud del despertar de abajo y el despertar de arriba?
Rav, what is the connection between the thickness of the awakening from below and the awakening from above?
הקשר זה קשר זה מיוחד.
The connection is a special connection. If it is an awakening from below, it's from the group to the creator. If it is from above, it's from the creator to the group. And then each and every one in the group can feel it personally. But in order to identify what we receive from the creator, we have to connect between us and then see what did we receive. Otherwise, we have no connection, communication with the creator if we're not connected between us. So to bestow to the creator, we have to be connected. To receive from the creator, we have to be connected. We have to always renew the connection between us. We can't maintain the connection between us for eternity. We have to renew it each time more and more and more, every time. Oh, how many questions. Turkey 3.
Todara, question from a friend. We define sorrow as a bad condition, but in the article it refers to labor. Can you define sorrow more?
אבל במאמר מתייחסים לזה כלעבודה. איך אתה מגדיר בעצם מהו צער?
זה שאני מרגיש את הכלים שלי.
The fact that I feel my vessels empty. They're empty, but I'm happy about this feeling because it awakens me to work, and then my sorrow becomes joy, and the darkness that I don't feel, or I don't feel in my vessels, some revelation, some light, this darkness becomes light for me. Why? Because now I have a yearning to the Creator, and the yearning to the Creator is actually my light. It's not the light that I had before, as I wanted to know and fulfill myself. Now the light to me is a light of bestowing to the Creator. So I see that through the darkness and sorrow that I receive from the Creator, I can turn my vessels from vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal. And from the darkness and emptiness to light and fulfillment. And it all depends only on my attitude. Listen to this again afterwards. Someone wants to ask something else there, Latin 3? Yes or no?
No. Beseder. Tel Aviv 10.
All right, Tel Aviv 10.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you say before that if there's no lack, then you can connect with the friends and read some excerpt together or something like that.
Yes, during the day, of course you can do that. You should do that.
But can we do it also spontaneously, or do we have to wait?
I'm not dictating this to you. Come on, stop being babies. You need to understand that without it, you're not going to grow, and you're going to have to determine your own ways of connecting. Look at what Rabash writes. Just search for it and then do it.
No.
Can I ask another question, Rand?
Yes.
With which kelim do I see and the darkness is actually good for me? Because the difficulties and the problems are
vessels of bestowal.
PT3.
Okay.
How to not hinder the Creator in His work?
I'm only hearing half of your sentences.
How do we not hinder the Creator in His work?
When I try to be in connection with Him through the Ten, that is the line of communication that I want to maintain. And by that, I'm not hindering Him. PT5.
Rav, how can we strengthen the connection between us and then between us and the Creator? How do we strengthen it?
Tell yourself at least 10 times a day that without connecting with the friends, you're not connecting to the Creator. That's it. That's the communication device. What can you do?
And the meaning of a stronger connection is to increase the frequency in which I come back to look for that connection, or
until it becomes constant, permanent connection. And it will always vary and change, but the frequency will be there constantly. Latin 6.
La pantalla en donde recibimos la revelación del rostro nos es dada cuando hemos acumulado el nivel suficiente de fuerza.
The state where we receive the revelation of the panim, of the face, it's given to us once we accumulated a sufficient amount of necessary effort, or does it depend on something else?
No, only effort. This is called exertion. All right, we can no longer remain in that, and we're going to go to tests.
So before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing together.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors. Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry.
To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one.